Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Good morning. You're very welcome to the programme. Today, Donald Trump breaks off negotiations with Canada in a row over an ad. Why sheep farmers are concerned at plans to increase the size of Ireland's national parklands. Why would anyone want to run 26.2 miles on the October bank holiday? Well, Maura Fey meets marathon runners to find out what exactly motivates them to do it. We're going to cross live to the United States, where the retrial of an Irish firefighter accused of rape is coming to a conclusion. And it's Friday, so the gathering will be here to discuss the news that made the headlines this week. If you'd like to get in touch with us this morning, you can message us on WhatsApp. The number is 0870 32 32 32. Text us on 51551 or email the programme, and the address you need is todaycb@rte.ie. First up this morning, first time buyers are now accounting for nearly two thirds of new mortgages being drawn down over the past year. That's according to figures from the Banking and Payments Federation, and the CEO of that organisation, Brian Hayes, is on the line. Good morning. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Claire.
So the drawdowns are at the highest level for the first time buyers since 2007, when we were at Celtic peak, Celtic Tiger peak times.
Yeah, I mean, the numbers are very impressive for first time buyers. I always make the point that the drawdown figures, which we produce on a quarterly basis, are a much better indication of what's happening, because they're in effect mortgage drawdowns as against approvals. You're probably aware, Claire, we produce approvals figures every month. So these quarterly drawdown figures are important. And it looks at, for the last 12 months in total, about 46,000 mortgages have been drawn down. And in quarter three, the last 3 months, about 12,500. But of that number, of the 46,000 over the past 12 months, 27,000 of those have been first-time buyers. So the first-time buyer represents about 60% of the new mortgage market. And that's an unusual thing. It's kind of a trend we've seen in the last number of years. And I suppose it shows, A, the demand that exists for first-time buyers, but also how strong the market is year on year. You might argue...
Does it say more about the schemes that are out there, though, for first-time buyers, Brian?
Yeah, there's a lot of schemes out there, like the Help to Buy scheme, for instance, the First Home scheme, which, for instance, is a kind of a public-private partnership between the state, AIB, Bank of Ireland and PTSB. There's a lot of interventions, but it's having some effect, I think it's fair to say. Now, you could argue as well, the mover purchaser market is not very active at the moment. We're not seeing a huge number of secondhand properties coming to the market. And that has an impact, of course, in terms of those who can buy those properties in terms of household formation. But the first-time buyer market is strong, and it's not just strong in terms of the increase in house prices. It's strong in terms of the volume of new homes that are being sold to first-time buyers. So yeah, it's a positive message, notwithstanding the fact that supply numbers aren't where they need to be as we go through the year.
Yeah, I mean, that's the confusing thing about this. I mean, we know all of the problems with supply, but then we see drawdowns, not applications, drawdowns are at their highest level since 2007. So what does that tell us about supply, do you think?
I mean, I think supply, and we have the completion numbers yesterday, I think, from the CSO, Claire, and they're saying, in terms of those completion numbers, that we're heading for about 34,000 units this year, 2025. In the 9 months thus far, we've seen 24,000. So it's an increase. Presumably, if the final outturn of this year is about 34,000, it's up about 3,000 from last year. It's not where it needs to be, but it's certainly going in the right direction. The other point I'd say is there was the government last year in trying to incentivize builders to get going with new starts and with commencements, we saw about 68,000 commencements over, I think it's about a 15-month period. So presumably, they're now working their way through the system. The biggest problem, and it's been well identified, has been the fall off in the apartment market in Dublin. And if you look at even Dublin City Council and the Dublin Regional Housing Authority, they're maintaining that about 66% of all new homes in Dublin have to be apartments over the next decade. So it's the apartment issue that the government are trying to resolve. I mean, they've taken, you know, this VAT thing that's happened for new apartments. And there's certainly a bit more certainty now on the whole rental issue, because that was an issue for international investors. But I think in the main, first time buyers there are schemes there, as you say, at the top of the show. We have full employment. First time buyers are also seeing a lot more moderation in interest rates. And I think the kind of midterm view on interest rates is kind of settled. If anything, it's come down in recent times since the peak of about 2 years ago with the ECB rate rise. And I think the other point is, like, no one wants to talk about it, but real wage growth in the economy of about 22% on average over the course of the last 4 to 5 years is putting people in a better position to buy, notwithstanding the fact that house prices are going up.
Yeah, but still these people, these first-time buyers, are having to come up with very large deposits.
Yes.
So, but these numbers would seem to suggest that they are managing to do that. You know, come hell or high water, we know a lot of it is coming in the form of loans or gifts from parents or from family, but they're managing to do it, it would seem.
Yeah, and like the Bank of Mum and Dad has been a feature of the Irish housing market for first-time buyers for quite some time, and I presume will continue to be a feature. The other point that I know from our own research, it highlights that the average age the first-time buyers are buying is obviously increasing because it's more costly to buy now, but they are managing it. Whether or not people are coming together to buy half a house and in some kind of agreement is another point. But like the figures show that there is movement. We are beginning to see all of the efforts of the government and public authorities coming in the right direction. We need to see more. And I think the question will be from the construction sector and those of us from the lending and capital side of the market in terms of providing capital, what are the things we need to do to really ramp it up? And that's not really about finance per se. It's more around better planning, quicker planning decisions, making sure that we deal with the judicial reviews, making sure the public utilities can produce the water connections and the electricity connections. It's those are the blockages right now, not the lack of finance.
And do these figures tell you where people are buying these homes? Can you see that from this data?
Yes, yeah, and it's quite an interesting increase, particularly in the Midlands, relative to where things were. But Dublin and the four counties around Dublin are still the main driver, as is Cork. And one would expect that. But there has been very significant increase in non-traditional parts of the country, in a sense, where we didn't see that kind of house numbers increase over
right,
a period
well,
of time.
And that spells for many people a long commute. And I know Laura Concern, yes, one of the recent conversations we had here on the programme, was saying that what he is seeing is that families are being moved out of urban areas, the centre of Dublin, for example, because if you're seeing building happening there, it's buy-to-let apartments, not homes to buy. And that would seem to be borne out in what you're presenting today.
Yeah, and I think the other side, of course, we do need an active rental market that's professionally run and well-managed. And there are, you know, I've said before to you on your show, one of the real problems we faced in the market 18 months ago or so was the fact that international capital simply left the market. And I've repeatedly said, you know, international capital goes where it's well treated and it stays where, it's well regarded. And I think we now have some consistency in public policy when it comes to the rental market in terms of the rent caps, but also the certainty. That's really, really important because banks, which are the main capital intermediaries in the market, have to partner with international capital, especially when it comes to trying to find finance for these apartments, because in many cases, they're not viable schemes.
I know, but your renters have to have access to affordable rents as well. And that's not what we've
100%.
Seen over the last while. Brian, we'll leave it there, but thank you very much. I want
to speak to
Trevor Grant, who's chairperson of the Association of Irish Mortgage Advisors. Trevor, you're welcome to the programme. What you heard there from Brian, does that reflect what you see happening in the market?
Good morning, Claire. It does. And I mean, if you just take a step back for a moment, without stating the obvious, you can't build a second-hand home. So the homes that are being built are new homes, and new homes traditionally are purchased by first-time buyers. And you're right, there are incentives there to encourage first-time buyers, such as the Help to Buy scheme and the First Home scheme. So the drive in first-time buyer purchase is coming from the fact that we have a relatively strong economy. First-time buyers are buying later in life. A lot of them can't rent for the reasons you outlined. We don't have a good, stable rental market. Rents are very expensive. They're very tenuous. You're waiting to see if your landlord's going to give you a notice to evict you because they want to sell the property. So people are staying at home longer. They're earning good money, those that can afford to get on the property ladder. They're saving more. And as Brian said, the bank of mom and dad are coming into play. So that's what's driving these figures. I mean, we'd record approval numbers, and approval numbers don't really mean anything. It's the drawdowns that count. Mm-hmm. But last August, we had record approval numbers. So,
but I'm sure you see people who are approved then have to renew their approval again and again and again because they can't find anything to buy at their price level.
Absolutely. And that's a huge problem. And people traditionally get approved for 6 months and then they have to reapply. Some banks have increased approval timelines to 12 months to facilitate, you know, ongoing viewing of properties. But time and time again, we're seeing so many people going through an approval process two or three times simply because there aren't enough properties for them to buy. And there certainly aren't homes available to most of them to buy at the price they can afford.
But I suppose that's what's surprising about these record numbers. Well, records since 2007, because they refer to drawdowns. So these are people who are actually managing to get their hands on a property.
Yes, but properties are being built, as we can see, and the numbers are nowhere where they need to be. You know, there's a target there of 40,000 properties this year. We're going to come very short on that, maybe 75 to 80% of it. But because the economy is strong and because there's such a demand and people can't rent, the properties that are being built are being purchased very quickly. Perhaps we're seeing improvement in supply. Time will only tell that. The only other positive thing to note is that house price inflation does seem to be gradually slowing down. We would think that we're seeing it mostly in Dublin versus the rest of the country. In Dublin, the last 2 months, figures have shown that the inflation property price increase has been about 5% in Dublin and 9% outside. So perhaps incomes are getting to the point where they can't afford these increased house prices, and maybe actually affordability will be the first thing that starts to ease house price inflation, would be good news.
Well, that's interesting, because that would seem to suggest then that increasing supply is not moderating house prices, but wages not inflating, or people not seeing the prospect of their wages going up down the line in the near future, that's what's at stake here. That's what's causing this softening in prices, if that's what we're looking at happening.
Well, what I'd suggest is that ultimately only significantly increased supply will ease the house price inflation piece. But we do think we're seeing tentative signs potentially of what we just discussed, the wage inflation putting a coolant on prices, because wages aren't increasing as rapidly as house prices. And therefore, if people can't afford to buy the house at the price it's been listed at, well, then it's not going to sell. So we only time will tell, but there does seem to be slow, maybe it's a combination of both. There does seem to slowly be certainly a steadying of the ship in terms of house price inflation. If I could just make one other point, it's that the mover point, that the mover figure are not strong. And what we're seeing is that movers have homes, and now what they're actually doing is they know they can't find a property because of lack of supply. So many people are now improving their own home and extending it. And I think you'll see those numbers as part of the increase in the switching figures, which have increased from 34% to 52% year on year. So more and more people who have a home are giving up on trying to buy one for one reason or another, and they're doing improvements.
Now, we also saw a decision from AIB, which comes into effect today, and Haven also, to reduce their mortgage rates. AIB announced a 0.65% reduction in fixed rates. Do you expect that sort of movement in the market will result in more people switching?
It will do. Increasingly, people are looking at switching mortgage for a variety of reasons. It could be because their fixed rate has matured. It could be, as I said, they're doing home improvements and they need to reassess their borrowing capacity. The announcement yesterday brought those lenders, EBS, AIB and Haven, more in line with the market outside of the green sector. So there were rates very specifically targeted at people who are not buying A and B property. So it's a good move. It's good for consumers. It gives them more choice. And we expect to see an increasing number of people switching mortgage because people have become much more aware of their options that are available in the market. And also because of fixed rates maturing, as I said, or because people are doing an increased amount of home improvements, it's encouraging them to look around and see what's available to them.
Trevor, thank you for joining us this morning. Trevor Grant there, the chairperson of the Association of Irish Mortgage Advisors. Now, later on, we're going to hear why Donald Trump has decided to terminate trade negotiations with Canada with immediate effect. This is all over a video ad paid for by the province of Ontario. Next up, though, a former NATO commander believes that a united Ireland would be a strategic threat to the UK, and we'll speak to him after this quick break.